I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. For 5 months now, Syria's President Bashar al-Assad has overseen the violent suppression of street protests against his leadership. All the while, the United States and Europe have been ratcheting up the pressure on Assad with denunciations and sanctions. Well, today they went a step further. The U.S., Britain, France, and Germany demanded that Assad leave office. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton put it this way.
The people of Syria deserve a government that respects their dignity, protects their rights, and lives up to their aspirations. Assad is standing in their way. For the sake of the Syrian people, the time has come for him to step aside and leave this transition to the Syrians themselves.
At Secretary of State Hillary Clinton today, reporter Ben Gilbert is monitoring events in Syria from Beirut in neighboring Lebanon. Ben, this is a forthright call for Assad to go. It's not just being made by the U.S. either. It's being made by some of its European allies. How much of a punch can this demand pack?
It's largely a symbolic act on Obama's part. I just spoke with one Syrian activist today in Latakia by email, and he said that he appreciates Obama's support. He appreciates the sympathy of the United States in supporting their cause in calling for democracy in Syria. At the same time, I mean, the Syrians in general are very skeptical of the West and especially the United States. This is also an Arab country. And he said, this activist in Latakia said, after the Iraq war, I don't trust the United States. I'm sure they have their own agenda behind this, but at the same time, we appreciate this call.
Well, how about Damascus itself? What's the official response to today's announcements from President Assad?
Well, it's predictable. One of the spokespeople at the Ministry of Information, the Syrian Ministry of Information, told AFP that, quote, it is strange that instead of offering Damascus a helping hand to implement its program of reforms, the West and Obama are seeking to stoke more violence in Syria.
What about the fact that President Assad said he's calling off military assaults on civilian areas? Any evidence that that's what's happened?
Well, this activist that I was emailing with today in Latakia and another person that I was in contact in Syria by Skype, both of them said that actually it had been quite quiet in Latakia. That's been the scene of a siege by the Syrian military and security forces. Both of them said that there was some shooting earlier in the day, but there was no large-scale attacks as there had been in the past 4 or 5 days. There had also been several explosions. And last night, as President Assad was saying that he had stopped the violence, almost at the same time or shortly thereafter, activists say that 9 people were killed in the city of Homs. And the United Nations also said that they're trying to get an assessment team into Syria in order to actually see if the violence has been stopped. But that assessment team has been waiting since May to get into the country. So that adds another element of skepticism to the international community's view on what Syria is saying.
Ben, briefly give us an update on what you're hearing from Latakia, specifically about the Palestinians who had been attacked, at least that their neighborhoods had been attacked. They scattered. I wonder if there's any sign of them now. And also the women and children who had been rounded up and basically deposited in a stadium in Latakia. Give us an update on both of those.
Activists there tell me that the majority of those Palestinians ended up with family members and friends outside of the camp in other neighborhoods in Latakia and in that region. They also said that there are some remaining and that actually the ones in the camp are facing pretty tough circumstances. The activists said that what the Syrians call the Shabiha, or kind of the Syrian government paid thugs, had shot out the water tanks on top of the buildings. And so people didn't have any water to drink. The electricity in that area had been shut off, and it's still cut off by Syrian security forces. That's what we're hearing. With regards to the families and women and children who are in the stadium, what activists tell me is that actually they've been held there and that the Syrian military has allowed access to people there. Apparently, residents from outside have been able to bring meals to the people there. They hadn't eaten. On the other hand, these activists were telling me that the people who did not end up at that stadium are the ones that they're worried about. They said that busloads of protesters or people in these neighborhoods that had been surrounded and targeted by the Syrian military had disappeared, that they'd been taken away, put on buses, had their IDs taken, and had disappeared, and they haven't heard of them. And this would follow other reports that we've heard of hundreds or even thousands of being arrested that human rights groups have pointed to.